Palestinians have not confirmed the claim. The Gaza Strip has witnessed numerous attacks by the Israeli forces since Israel ended its 22-day offensive in the Gaza Strip in mid-January. The war left over 1,400 Palestinians dead. With the latest, joining me now is Press TV's Akram Al-Sattari from Gaza. Akram, so much for the ceasefire between Israel and the people in Gaza.
But the fragile ceasefire seems to be falling apart after this military operation. As far as we know, the Palestinian sources confirmed that this Palestinian military action against one of the Israeli outposts, as I said, it was a kidnapping attempt that was intercepted by the Israeli forces. More than 12 Palestinian fighters were trying to attack an Israeli outpost. They were on horseback. And as far as we hear from private Palestinian resources, informed resources that they have been, trying to kidnap an Israeli soldier. And this got some doubts about the calm that has been prevailing in the past, through the past few weeks, that have been violated and breached by the Israelis, who have been getting the Palestinian farmers and the Palestinian fishermen and arresting them in the Sea of Gaza. According to the Palestinian special sources, they confirmed that there is some very private information about this operation that they would hold for the time being. At the Shifa Hospital, there was Palestinian sources confirmed the death of 4 Palestinians, and some other Palestinian sources confirmed that the people who participated in this operation are more than a dozen of armed Palestinians. And still, in the coming hours, there are more information to be revealed and to be known about this operation.